Chai Guoqiang uses gunpowder to create two kinds of art. Now, first, there's a performance event when he puts the gunpowder on huge canvases, then sets it off, and then the canvases marked by the explosion can be hung up on a wall, say at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, also known as the MoCA, where reporter Alex Schmidt went to see him.
Anticipation is a big part of Chai Guoqiang's performances. There's a feeling of wired expectation in the high-ceilinged room as he takes hours to prepare his canvas. 25 volunteer assistants, plus an audience, watch him expectantly. The enormous panels are laid out on the floor, and black gunpowder is sprinkled over the whole thing. Chai dances over it in slippers. He drops bits of cardboard over here, makes swirling movements with his arms over there. Suddenly, Chai sits down on a chair. A coordinator speaks through a microphone, and the audience sits up.
Please put on your gloves and goggles and booties and masks, please.
The volunteers pick up a giant cardboard stencil and slowly lay it over the canvases. Finally, Chai announces through his interpreter that he's ready. The audience sits up again as Chai steps onto the canvas.
All the cameras ready?
He lights a fuse. The explosion is very bright, very, very loud, and lasts only a few seconds. Smoke fills the room, and then it's chaos as the assistants tamp out flames with bundles of cloth and remove the ragged stencil. They reveal the enduring part of the artwork, a sort of cosmic skyscape that got burned into the canvas during the explosion. Windy shapes blow across it in dark browns and grays.
He described it as a volcano, but it kind of looks more like a tornado in the middle, and then the branches on the side.
Audience member Geraldine Chung looks on as assistants lean the huge panels against a wall.
It's really amazing. And oh, we've got a piece with color now. I don't know how he can kind of anticipate the way that things are going to come out.
Actually, Chai says he can't anticipate the way things are going to come out. There's always a prevalent sense of anxiety and uncontrollability in the work, he says, and that's a lot like life. Chai was still in a state of hazy elation after the explosion. He'll be doing another one in April to open his MoCA exhibit. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.
This is NPR News.